What is good? What is good? It's the most ignorant nigga in the hood, the Hoodie Man, featuring
Wavebird Slim, aka El Presidente. How you doing today, bro?
Oh, I'm good. We have some things to talk about today.
Yeah, let's today's get into episode of
Dynamic Duo, ladies and gentlemen, is called Who Else Is in the Closet?
Oh man, so many of them.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen. I did not come to the battle rap community for homosexuality or transgenderism. I have nothing against those people, but
at all.
My thing is, if you are a battle rapper, I don't care about what you do after 9 o'clock. If you get up there and you battle and you kill niggas, you can kill a nigga on stage and then kill a nigga in the bedroom right after that. That's on you. But my thing is this. Niggas is taking this promo shit way too far. Y'all are on the phone with trainees. Y'all got trainees. Malachi is getting pictures of tranny penises and covering them up for YouTube credibility. What in the fuck is going on in my battle rap community that I love so much?
This that clout generation, bro. It's all about likes and views, man. Niggas have no morals when it comes to this kind of stuff.
None. It's like, so what's to gain the whole world and lose your soul? Because in my mind, I'm thinking to myself, like, would I ever want to play that bad if I was a battle rapper to the point where I would call a transgender to get dirt on my opponent or to get my opponent to want to see me as an opponent? I'm going to call the person that allegedly you were laying with. It's too much. It's too much. Swamp, that's too much.
Paying them to come to battles.
Yeah. Swamp, that's too much. Malachi, that's too much, bro. That's way too much.
Way too much.
I feel like somebody has to call you niggas out, and I will cut this transgender shit out. For real. Cut it out, bruh. Because I didn't come to the battle rap community to hear about, oh, this shim and this he-she and they're pansexual. I didn't come here for that. You can get that from Hollywood celebrities. You can get that bullshit from your next door neighbor. You can get that bullshit anywhere.
Young Buck.
Leave my battle rap alone. You can't even go to wrestling without Howard. Suspect shit. NBA, suspect shit. NFL, suspect shit. Why can I have something that's not suspect? Please.
I don't get it, man. Like... Like Brody said, you know, this community has so much that goes on in it. Whether it be, and I hate to call people names out, but y'all know some of this stuff that went on as far as, like, you know, pedophilia and everything else is going on. Like, what is really up with this? Like, okay, if Tay Rock want a man, let him have a man. Who cares? I know I don't. Like, we done went all these years with a so-called audio that's never surfaced. And now, today, I haven't seen the video, but apparently there's another one that he supposedly caught up with. I'll check the video out later, maybe. I really don't care. We talked about it. I guess I got to kind of watch and see what they're talking about, but It's so weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless y'all catch this man at an event with a tranny, can we please leave it alone?
For the love of God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, catch him in the YK situation. You catch him out there like YK and you want to give him hell about a tranny, go ahead. But all of these damn rumors and people supposedly coming out and getting interviewed by bloggers for 6 hours over 2 days. I mean, why are they getting so much coverage?
You feel me? Because see, here's my thing. All the dynamic duo has been bringing you guys, ladies and gentlemen, is fire content. We don't do like other bloggers. We don't go out reaching for stories. We actually let motherfuckers, how my dad taught me, give them enough rope, they hang themselves. We hang let themselves. Other people hang themselves, and we watch. And then we give y'all that real spiel that y'all been waiting on all damn day. I can honestly say that I'm probably one of the only people and the greatest co-host in the world, Presidential Slim. We the only people that don't bring y'all fuck shit. Who else is going to say what we say? We telling y'all, cut the transgenderism out. We don't want it. I would rather see a gay battle rapper than a transgender one. This ain't no slight at you, Pat State, but you know what you did. You know you battled one, and I seen it, and I was very upset. Not because of the battle, you did your job, but why are we allowing that? I just showed my homie, Wadeberg Slim, a video a couple days ago where there was a guy who was a professional soccer player, turned trans, and now he's a part of the women's volleyball team. Still got a nigga build and everything. What are we talking about? I can't see.
It's getting crazy out here. And in this community, with all the other craziness we got going on, there have been so many battle rappers linked to these type of rumors and allegations from Mav Hoffa, K-Shine, Tay Rock, of course. Motherfucking YK brought one to a battle. I mean, like I said, if it's a rumor, it's a rumor. You do it for jokes, ha ha. But if you just trying to set something up to make it look a certain way, to make it be like, oh, this dude got caught up with a tranny, and then all these years later, you cannot produce any evidence of it. What are we doing?
Exactly.
I mean, damn.
Now, I will say this. Miss Hustle, you get the slide because you're a bad bitch. And I know that this might sound controversial, but I don't mind bad bitches lying. Do I like liars? No. But if you a bad bitch, I might let you slide with that.
Lie to me.
I might let you slide with that, because here's what a lot of people ain't talking about. What do you expect from a female? Females gossip. Females start drama. Females release estrogen in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's women are agents of chaos. And don't take that the wrong way, ladies. But y'all is. Y'all feed off chaos. If it's too peaceful, y'all bored. And y'all want to start shit. So with that being said, what is everybody shocked about that Miss Hustle lie? I'm going to tell you what I am happy about. Not only that it was a lie, but that it was a bitch that started it. Because I had just hopped in the battle rap community when I did my first video. I ain't know who started that shit. But I knew if it was a nigga, I was going to get him. Because like bro said in our last vlog, you don't snitch on the hoes, and you damn sure don't snitch on the bros. If your homie is getting down like that, it shouldn't even be your business. He was comfortable to tell you that. Shut your damn mouth. That's my defense for y'all. Since y'all going to feel like I'm biased, I ain't biased. That's my defense. If you know somebody who like licking lollipops after 9 o'clock, that's their business. And if they open up and tell you that, shut your damn mouth.
Yeah, facts.
Because it could be that niggas in battle rap right now. That's why I love what this is going to be called. Who else is trapped in the closet? Because like from Wadeberg Slim telling me, y'all been calling niggas, oh, you sleep with trannies, you sleep with trannies, you sleep with trannies. So I feel like Goldberg. Who's next?
Facts.
Don't let it be you, Mac Mill. Because it's always the nigga in the middle of the drama. Always that nigga. Don't let it be you, Mac. Oh, my goodness. Don't let it be you. We ain't gonna stay long on the topic. We just had to clear that up. I'm gonna do a little side topic here too as well. And these are just our predictions. If this happened, I just gotta talk about this battle because he's one of my favorite battle rappers.
Facts.
Shout out to the Mad King. Fucking love you, Jay the Nightwing. You are.
Shout out.
You will, if you keep grinding hard, you could be on Mount Rushmore with the potential I see in you. But you gotta keep grinding. Don't stop. Don't ever stop.
Yeah, he different. Different. I like his style.
The thing that kills me is, and I've heard a lot of people say this, shout out to my nigga EJ always. When you do sit, when you call out John John, it is a problem. It is. History will show you that. But here's my thing. John John don't do well with his peers. Not saying Jay the Nightwing is his peer. I'm just saying, I'm not afraid of a guy who can't fight a number two ranked boxer, and he's supposed to be ranked number one, but he can pummel a number 15 boxer. Not impressed. So when y'all talk about Wavy, Jack, and everybody else he killed, them is amateur fights.
Damn.
What happens when you get the box office fight? Can we talk about that, John John? I ain't gonna ride your dick, John John. I ain't everybody else. I hope Jay the Nightwing smoke you. I'm calling it right now. 2-1, gentlemen's 30.
Oh, man. Remember where you heard it first.
I ain't playing because the shit get me mad. And I can't wait for Wade Burgs to tell y'all how he feel. Because like I said, and I gave my nigga his flowers while he here. I said, yes, when you call out John John, it gets bad. But that's nigga, you not well.
Very bad.
And fighters that match your caliber. It's cool beating up on amateurs.
Ooh.
Yeah, you'll pummel an amateur if they call you out, as you should. You're a vet. But when you got to go against other vets, it don't come out that well.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying he ain't beat none. I'm just saying when you go against niggas who people already know gonna bring you that smoke, it shows. One of my favorite battles with you, John John, is by the two up-and-comers, Geechee and Twerk, and you lost both. Take it away, Slim.
You know, I'm here for the smoke, bro. John John, Jay the Nightwing. I like it. I'd watch it. But I can't bet against John John no more. He done cost me quite a few ducats. I'm not gonna mess with him. I'ma wait and see on this one. Cause boy, I thought Chess was gonna do something with John John. No, he didn't.
But see, here's the thing, though, and I feel you on that, and I apologize for interrupting, but I feel you on that, but here's my thing. Jay the Nightwing has been on caffeine.
Facts.
John John has been on caffeine. Facts. Chess, that was his first time ever on caffeine. John John, you not getting away with this. This nigga has been prepped for caffeine. He done had two battles on him. So he know how shitty the camera is. He know that they making a movie like DME said. Y'all don't even shoot battles like battles. Y'all shoot them like movies now. Jay the Nightwing ready for that. He been there twice.
Facts.
So my thing is, John John, my brother's right. It's not smart to bet against you. But my mama dropped me on my head three times as a baby. I don't give a fuck. Wait, Berg Slim, I bet you $25.
I'll take it. I tell you, I can't bet against John John no more, bro. I can't.
But I will say this, because I'm a real one. If I do lose the battle, I will not only put respect on John John the Don's name, but Wade Burke Slim won't have to wait 2 weeks for the money. It'll just be a week.
I ain't worried about it either way, brother.
Because this is my brother, but I got to bet him, because I feel like, am I the only person in the world who doesn't like John John? Am I the only person in the world who feels that this nigga is overrated? Because I feel that way. I ain't saying he ain't good, but you don't. John, I hope you die. That's all I'm going to say.
I just, you know, I've watched him grow over the years, man. Like, being the freckle-faced kid, you know, he got the shot with Hitman and he took it close range. And then, you know, he kept on growing. He got to Rock. You know, he got the Rock, but he couldn't do nothing with Rock at that time. But he's steadily been progressing, bro. And
I give you that, but
I can't keep betting against him. I just can't.
Because here's my shit. Niggas told me when I was giving Av all the love, because Av, I will arguably say, is my second favorite battle rapper. I think he, to me, everybody called Nitty the punch god, but not to me. Av punches be crazy. I love Av. Av to me is that nigga. Happy you left Cave Gang. And I'm going to say this now because it's going to steer away into a future episode we have. I know why you left, Av. But we're going to keep it there. Just know that it's going to be an episode in the future when me and Weber Slim talk about why you really left. I know. You can keep quiet to everybody else, but I know. But everybody used to accuse my nigga Av for stealing. And I had to turn away.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love Av, I don't condone stealing. Black people already get called out for that even when we're not rapping. You walk in the store, a thief! So I don't like that shit. Then to come find out, in John John history, you've been labeled a thief most of your damn battle rap career.
Oh, he embraces it.
If you steal any of Jada Nightwing's lines or try to rebuttal his line by repeating his line like you did in that twerk battle talking about that's the rebuttal, dickhead. No, it's not. You said the same thing he said. You're not good to me. If anybody watched that twerk battle, they'll see what I saw. They will see what I'm talking about. The nigga repeated a haymaker from twerk, called it a rebuttal, and it wasn't a rebuttal. You just said what he said. What a twist. Twerk ripped you so bad after the first round, he didn't even care about you. He jumped straight to Bad News, which got him a battle with Bad News, and he killed Bad News too. Quit playing with me. What that nigga say in that battle, John John? Nigga, that's bad mother. You better shut your mouth. Nigga, listen, Jay, do your thing, bro. Do your thing. If don't nobody believe in you, bro, I believe in you. And if I do win, I don't even want the 25 for my nigga Slim. All I want my nigga Slim to say is, I'll give you that one, hoodie. Because it's not many I win. I'm geek for this. There's not many I'll win, but deep in my heart, I feel Jay better kill this nigga. Oh, bitch ass. But we wanted to let that be known, though. John John, we looking forward to it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm looking forward to it, not because of you. I fuck with Jay the Nightwing. I want to see Jay the Nightwing kill you. And speaking of Jay the Nightwing, Suge quit.
Damn.
Quit. Just put the mic down. Tell Daddy Smack you passed your prime and you ready to go lose weight. You, Suge, you can't even sing your fat nigga song no more, nigga. You lost 30 pounds. You built like a melted 20 ounce.
That didn't really put in too much of a dent on what he got.
Nigga,
a solid 400 still.
Suge, just give it up, bro. Oh, bro, I don't like your rap style. I never did. If you're not aggressive, it don't matter. Jay the Nightwing took all that aggression up out of you first round. He was bitching you. Even though music was playing, he was bitching you. So I ain't need to see nothing. Then on top of him bitching you, you crying. Oh, man, I fucked up, dog. That's what I'm saying. Like, shout out to John John the Don, because his first time on caffeine, he wasn't choking and looking like a lame. But a lot of them vets have not been on that platform.
Thanks.
And the ones that have, 50% of them choke. So if I'm doing a projection off Jada Nightwing and John the Don, in reality, on a URL stage, John will probably kill him. But no one is taking in consideration that in that small room in Caffeine, it's your wordplay. It's how you talk to a nigga. And nobody can give me a battle, a bro. No one can give me a John battle where he's really talking to somebody. So to me, John is performance. That's why when I saw Hitman Holler with John the Don as a team, it made sense. It made so much sense. Not a lot of those teams made sense. That one did.
John be talking to dudes, bro.
Bro, he probably do.
Mm-hmm.
But not to me, not in a way that I think is gonna give him the win against Jada Nightwing.
Oh, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? He do talk. I will put respect on your opinion. He do talk. But when it comes to that Caffeine talk, Jay knew what the fuck he had to do. It's a, like I said, on a URL stage, John killing him 2-1. I said it. But on that Caffeine, where you might have music playing your first round, or people talking in the background, or camera angles being everywhere else, that's all in the benefit of Jada Nightwing. Not saying you need it, but that's all in your benefit, buddy. Take the win. But yeah, Mac Mel, I hope you're not in the closet. Because I feel like, bro, you're doing way too much instigating. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're instigating a beef between a nigga and a bitch and a tranny and all this other shit, I'm just, no. No. Mom, you lose all respect for even having the tranny number. You still one of my favorite battle rappers, but lose the tranny number. If you already deleted it, then we're good to go.
Wait, whoa.
What happened?
He talked to the tranny too?
I don't know. I was assuming, honestly, I ain't gonna lie, I was going off of one of your earlier takes and I was thinking like maybe he was on the phone with him. I don't know. Don't quote me on that, ladies and gentlemen. But if you do got his number, Swamp, get rid of it.
Oh, I thought you said Mac Mill. No, Swamp. Nah. Swamp did the live. He did the IG live with the tranny.
Oh, that's even worse. Swamp blocked that person. Whatever their name is. I think it's Trina Lopez or some shit. Block it.
Yeah.
Mac Mill, I don't know what you be doing for real. But I never liked you as a battle rapper. And I don't like you now for instigating all this beef like a little gossip schoolgirl. Like, the fuck is wrong with you? You out here looking like a broke nigga's Pop Smoke, a lame nigga.
Damn.
Like, the fuck, nigga? This nigga got me mad, bro. I don't like that sucker sissy shit, that gossip shit. Because I feel like if Tay Rock really wanted Smoke with Miss Hustle, I don't care fuck how mad I am. If I hate you, it's easier for me to look at you because I hate you, believe it or not. And what I mean by that is if I'm on a live and I'm talking shit to the person I'm talking shit to, I can look at them in the face and let them know to their face on the live, they ain't shit. I don't need a middleman. So anybody who agreed to be a middleman that's not a battle rap league looks weird to me. It looks weird. It wasn't like URL made them two talk on primetime. It's a Mac Mail live. Who the fuck is Mac Mail? You're probably the lamest nigga out of the Goonies. I didn't even know you were a Goonie. Someone had to tell me.
Damn.
And to make matters worse, I had to recant my previous statements from months past. I used to think Luke Castro was the worst nigga in that Goonie set. I lied. It's you.
Damn.
Luke Castro changed my mind in the first tournament, but you? You been sewage fluid. This nigga been sewage fluid. Terrible.
He in the bin,
bro. Another nigga that's in the bin, Jims. Jims, are you in the closet? Here's a topic that people don't even know. Y'all want to talk about sue Surf and all the L's he got. But here's one thing I'll give Surf. At least you know how to market himself. I've never seen a loser market himself so well. But Gems, go check his resume. All them battles is losses.
Damn.
He might have a debatable with Mav, but Mav's sorry too.
Damn, Mav, you had a debatable with Gems?
Possibly. But everybody else, bro, we can clear this up right now. Niggas think I'm playing. We can clear this up right fucking now. Right now.
Mav, you battled Gems?
Oh, bro. Oh, my God. I'm about to tell you everybody he battled. Gems battled Clean Paper, good, and got punched on. He battled DNA on King of the Dot. Right. That's a loss. All the first three I just named is L's. Automatic.
You had math. You know, the goods one ended in a fight. Well, not a fight, but
Goods was whooping his ass way before the punch. Not going to let my goal. Watch that battle. He was whooping his ass. And then whooped his ass. Like goods went from lyrically punching you to physically punching you in a matter of seconds. It was crazy. You had debatable with math. And the only reason I'm calling it debatable because I won't watch that. That, bro, that is terrible. That's the two worst battle rappers in the world almost battling each other. I'm not watching that. A-Verb killed him. I know A-Verb killed him. Ain't nothing else to talk about. Niggas gonna put respect on my nigga Sirius Jones' name. That could be a debatable, but I think Sirius might have beat him.
Jones got that.
Oh, let me continue. He went against Rich Dollars. I don't even know Rich Dollars that well, but I know he beat him. Sharon, need I say more? Need I say more? We're talking about Sharon. Do y'all really believe that Gems can hold a candle to Sharon? I don't need to talk. He battled Cortez. Now, this battle is infamous for this reason alone.
Cortez, I already know where you're going.
And Jim said, pause. Because Cortez, he said something like, I'll pop myself. And it didn't sound right. So he said, pause.
Hold on. I got to stop you there.
Oh, shit.
It sounded horrible. It sounded horrible. No, it didn't sound right. Nah, bro. We got to call that what it was. It sounded horrible.
You right. I tried to save you, Cortez. I couldn't. That was my one bias moment. I get one bias moment an episode. Hey, Cortez, that was my bias moment.
When he actually caught it, he realized how horrible that sounded.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said, Cortez, I'm gonna let you slide with that. But shout out to the greatest co-host in the world. He won't allow it. He's like Mills Lane in this. He won't allow it. All right, next we have, I already know he took an L. Loso. A young Loso at that.
Joe's got a pretty decent resume as far as people he battled, though. I'll give him that.
He lost. My point is, I'm not a Sue Surf fan, but y'all not going to be attacking Sue Surf when it's this nigga who lost so much he had to become a blogger. Notice that most of the niggas who blog are either niggas who don't get plates or niggas who lose a lot. Geechee don't got a blog. He just do it for us. Danny don't really got a blog, but he going to my second point. He don't get the plates he deserve. This nigga has to blog. He has to. Gems versus Shotgun Shug. That's probably the only battle he won.
I hated the long build-up with Tech N9ne, only to him, like, low-key get 30 by Tech.
There we go.
And Tech was garbage at that point.
There we go. He lost to Enes. I already know he lost to Enes. He battled some nigga on GZ Battles. Shout out to GZ Battles. A guy named Lex Luthor.
Oh, you know Lex, bro.
I do know Lex. He's actually fire.
Yeah, he's fire.
And he killed Gems. Jim's even got bodied by Nunu. Nunu blasts Jim's for body shaming her on Twitter. What are we?
Yeah, he did body shame Nunu.
Jim's, you lost to Rosenberg. You lost to a nigga named Tony D. You lost in the face-off to Tech N9ne. You lost to Tech N9ne. I know your ass because a nigga actually dropped a video called The Best of Gems, and it's only 3 minutes. What else do I need to say?
He knocked out Rome.
Gems, you even lost to XL. I'm done. I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the ether of Gems. I want you guys to think of Gems every time you diss a Sue Surf. And talk about every time you at the main event, you drop the ball and all that other shit. But let's put this in our hearts. Let's be thankful that Sue Surf isn't as shitty as him. Because it's one thing to lose, but it's another thing to lose and also be shitty. Dynamic duo PSA. Oh, man. But I am the hoodie man. He is the presidential
Wavered Slim.
And love, peace, and chicken. And
chicken grease on hoodie.
On hoodie. We out this bitch, y'all. Jims, you are sewage fluid. Your ass. You're terrible. You are baby fart. Centipede doo-doo. Acid rain. Was it meant for the rapture? Devil's butt. Hooker breath. I'm gone.